It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete and no touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports.
KSL Sports.
Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Football is squarely in the offseason, but before they broke their separate ways, we had a chance, Mitch, to spend a lot of time talking to these players before they get off into their summer conditioning and pre-season workouts. And one guy that I had a great time chatting with was Talon Alfrey, someone who got rave reviews from the coaching staff before he went down with an injury in fall camp. Let's get to my interview with Talon Alfrey at the end of spring football.
Last year there were, I think, big aspirations for you, and then unfortunately injuries got in the way. How do you feel right now? You back to yourself?
Yeah, back to 100%. Super excited to be back with the guys playing, and yeah, nothing holding me back, so ready to go.
How difficult was it last year to be on the brink of having a big role and then injuries get in the way?
Yeah, it's always frustrating. I was talking with some of my teammates the other day about, like, we're doing some workshop about the last time we cried in front of someone. It's like, it was a hard emotional time, and not necessarily because it hurt the injury itself, but just the fact that I couldn't play was like the hardest part. So that when you get that taken away from you, it's hard, but after a couple of days of, you know, being sorry for yourself, bounce back and help your team get better, and that's what I tried to do last year, just from different perspective.
How do you think you got better during that period of time?
Yeah, honestly, it provided me a new perspective. I was able to see the game from above, like from the booth or on the sideline, just, and then being able to recognize why Coach Hill's calling certain plays, putting us in the best situation possible, helped me realize how just the whole defense, like, works together, needs to work together. And yeah, honestly, it just made me a smarter. My football IQ increased probably the most, obviously physically, when that's taken away, it's like the only thing you can get better at. And so, yeah, football IQ was probably the biggest thing that increased during that time.
You got a wedding ring on. Were you married during all this? How long have you been married now?
Yeah, I've married almost 2 years, so a little under two.
You're a seasoned vet now.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
How much help was your spouse doing that? Just, you know, I don't know if there's a lot of college athletes that have that support system, per se, during a difficult time like that. How much did she mean in your recovery and getting through that?
Yeah, she meant a lot. So it's nice to have her to console me when times are tough, but also to give me the right perspective and help me realize, you know, the reality of situations. And, you know, sometimes my perspective is wrong and she helps me fix it. So it's always nice to have that, and she's great. And she was also bummed, but we're excited for this year and able to, hopefully she'll be able to travel to some games this year and be able to watch on the road too.
We're talking with Talon Alfrey. Has she not traveled to a road game yet?
She has, but last year, because I wasn't playing, yep, she just, like, the Big 12 schedule, she didn't travel to, and so, yeah.
How does she handle the football calendar? Spring ball's in the rearview mirror now, but, you know, there's summer and fall camp. Like, is it just normal? How does she navigate that? Because football is, it's not like a 40-hour work week, right? It's almost 24/7, 365. How does she handle that?
Yeah, she's pretty good. She stays busy with work. She's graduated, so she's working full-time, and couple jobs, and so she's stay busy with that, and she has good friends that she's able to hang out with, and but yeah, we have our, you know, limited time during the season in spring ball, but we make it count when we get it. So
now that spring ball is in the rearview mirror, how do you think you got better as a football player in preparation for the second year in the Big 12?
Yeah, just the pre-snap recognition of when we're only playing our offense right now, but just watching film in general, being able to recognize why offenses are doing what they're doing and why they're lining up the way they are and why, like, why they're running certain routes or why they're blocking a certain way. And that was a big increase this spring, just being able to, you know, you learn all these things and then being able to apply it right away on the field is a lot of fun. And so going into the Big 12 next year, just recognizing the amount of film that it takes to kind of get to that spot so we can perform that way on Saturdays too.
Feels like this BOU football program, they've leveled up in a lot of ways in terms of support to the players. How do you think this program has elevated your opportunities to become a better player since you've been here at BYU?
It's a good question. Yeah, they're doing everything, I think, right in terms of getting the right coaches here, getting the right strength staff here, getting, you know, the right players on the team and in the right program. And so it's awesome for me. My biggest thing right now in life is multiplying talents. And if I have, you know, certain talents and abilities and I have the resources like I do here, like I feel like it's all of our responsibility just to get as good as we can. And so yeah, super grateful for all the resources that Kalani has put together for us. And now our responsibility as players is just to multiply our talents and keep improving.
What's Jay Hill like as a safeties coach? We know as a defensive coordinator, high energy. Does he bring that to the safeties room as well?
Oh yeah, for sure. High energy, high expectations, and we love it. It's the best to have him in our room coaching us. He wants us to be like the quarterbacks of the defense, making sure everyone's on the same page, making sure we're lined up correctly. And he's just how everyone sees him. He's the same with us, and he loves high love, high energy, high expectations as well, though. So.
As the quarterback of the defense, as you say, like, what are you looking? Is it alignment? Is it, you know, you've mentioned pre-snap before. Like, what does Coach Hill want the safeties to be looking at?
Yeah, we're getting our, like, run-pass pre-snap keys, and then as the ball snapped, we're getting our run-pass keys from the linemen. And then our eye progression is, linemen, quarterback, feeling routes. And so we're every time that there's a problem with our technique, it's because we had bad eyes or we didn't listen to what Coach Hill said. So, it's always – if you listen to him, you'll be put in a position to make a lot of plays. So.
What's a film review session like with Coach Hill?
Yeah, it's intense for sure. He's gonna call you out, but he's also, what I like is he's gonna make sure we, as a safety group, understand what the breakdown was with the defense if there was one. So we understand the whole defense better. We're learning everything, so then we can actually coach on the field as well. It's pretty intense, but also like he's also gonna high criticism but high love as well. So.
From what you saw in spring football, how do you think this defense will be come the fall? Where do you think you guys will be improved?
I think every position is going to be improved. I know we lost some guys, but we have the right guys to step up and fill in the roles. And as long as we can, like I said earlier, listen to the coaches and how they're teaching technique and all that, we're going to be just fine. And we're going to take a huge leap this season in the Big 12, be much better and put ourselves in better positions to win a lot of games.
What's your plan for the summer?
Yeah, a couple trips to Idaho, maybe a trip to New York, just working out. That's an off time, I guess, is the trips. But coming back to the Provo. I like Provo, so I don't mind staying here. It's always good to get away for a weekend here or there. But not being from here, it still feels like a vacation sometimes. So it's a lot of fun. But, yeah, just a couple trips here and there, going boating as much as I can, out in Vernal with the in-laws. Working out and getting better.
What, New York City, is that just something you and your wife want to do?
It's a trip through the Built for Life program actually to BYU. So super fortunate to have the opportunity to travel there and just check out some businesses and network a little bit. So,
how has Built for Life helped you as a player and also preparing you for life after football? If, you know, we don't ever want football to end, right? But at some point it will. Like, how do you think it's helped you here at BYU?
Yeah, it's given me a good perspective. It's super, super nice to be able to network with, you know, people in the area who are doing what I want to do, in the sense of like lifestyle, living a like fun lifestyle where they travel, they make a lot of money, they have great families, they're active in church, and they're, you know, that's like, it's good to have those examples for me. And then realizing that I can dream bigger is kind of the biggest thing that has shifted for me, is instead of just settling for what I thought was great, I dream to have better. And so having those mentors and stuff like that who can teach me the skills and give that example, it's been huge, just eye-opening experience.
Last thing for you, I feel like I can ask this now because the schedule's so far away, but are there any specific games on this schedule that you have circled that you're really looking forward to being a part of?
It's a good question. I'm really excited for every game in Lavelle. That's going to be fun. Just every game, home game's fun. But then obviously Utah going up there to Rice Eccles and being able to compete against them and beat them will be a lot of fun. And so I think it's like the ninth week or something, or whatever week.
Right.
We're excited for that one specifically.
Talon, have a great summer, man, and we'll see you in the fall.
Thank you. Appreciate it.